Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show live at Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, and baseball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game online, chickiesandpetes.com. Tiger Woods, after his round today, says, "I'm still right there in the ball game with a good chance going into the weekend."
Attaboy, Tiger.
Chase him down. Chase him down. Spike Eskin joins the show right now. We'll get to the memory bank here in 1 second. How's it going, Spike?
What's up, fellas?
Well, just hanging out on this Friday. Listen, getting ready for another big night in sports down here in South Philly. Got the Fightins taking on the Pirates, game two tonight. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, we have a playoff atmosphere type of game going on over at the, what is it called?
The Wells Fargo Center.
Yes, the Wells Fargo Center.
I mean, it's only been that name for like 20 years.
Well, no, you know, I almost call it Citizens Bank Park.
There's a lot of banks. There's too many banks down here. I will say it's tough for me to do the whole, and I know they're the four seed, playoff atmosphere against the Orlando Magic. You know
Come
what
on,
I mean?
Come on, man.
I can't do it.
Come on, man.
Can't do it, but it's
all
good.
Fired up for a regular season game against the Pirates, but you can't get up for the big game against the Orlando Magic?
Exactly.
Listen, I don't need John Johnson. I get up perfectly fine, okay? I'll be ready for the game. It's going to be a big night. So we'll obviously continue this conversation. A lot of stuff to get with the Sixers and all that. But it's time to go into the memory bank. Ben Kenny, what do we have today?
One ball, two strikes. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line towards left center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. JT around second. Yes. He's headed for third. The ball will go to the wall. JT is coming home. Harper has given the Phillies the lead. He throws his hands in the air, and the Phillies have a 7-6 lead on Harper's opposite field double here in the bottom of the fifth.
Now, there was a lot of moments from NLCS Game 4 could have gone with, but the reason why I wanted to do that one today is because Bailey Falter makes his return to Citizens Bank Park, and who could forget, he didn't make it an inning, but Bailey Falter technically started that game and gave the Padres a 4-0 lead off of the Phillies to come back. Down 4-0. Hoskins hits a two-run home run in the bottom of the first. Harper, double to make it 4-3. Stott, single 4-4. Soto goes yard 6-4. Hoskins goes yard again 6-6. Bang. Harper, double there. Gets to second base and does "This is my bleeping house." So Bailey Falter on the mound and one of the better moments in Citizens Bank Park history. The 2022 Phillies run there. So that's the memory bank for today. Spike, you know, we opened the show today talking about giving this team a clean slate, the Sixers team, a clean slate heading into the postseason. And I'm so sick of hearing about second round loss and you know, all that, this team's going to crush you and all of that. I'm ready to give them a clean slate. You know, we shouldn't have to hold Doc Rivers against Nick Nurse or Ben Simmons and James Harden against Tyrese Maxey. It's time to give this Sixers team a clean slate, Spike.
Can I tell you why that's not the case? And I'm an optimistic guy on them this year.
Ooh, I like this.
I'm optimistic. I think that things are setting up in a way that is positive. I'm more positive for these playoffs than I have been in a really long time. Maybe the entire process here, I'm feeling it. I think they can beat anybody in the Eastern Conference. I think this is going to be the year that they really pull through. But the reason that we cannot give them a clean slate is because this playoffs is about one person. It's about Joel. And Joel was part of all of those failures, every single one of them. And he is not the only person who has failed, right? It's not, he didn't screw up the Brian Colangelo thing. He wasn't Doc Rivers. He didn't make Ben Simmons who he was, all of those things. But sometimes it gets painted like these things happened to him. He was part of all of these things. And part of being the best player in the world, or one of the best players in the world, is overcoming those things and winning in spite of those things. And we can be positive and hopeful and believe in him, but also say, you have hurt us before, and it cannot happen again. And most importantly, he cannot forget. No clean slate, because he can't forget either. And you know what? Tyrese Maxey was there for that failure last year. He was there. He was on the court. It happened with him on it. I know he's only 21 or 22 years old. Still, if we're expecting him to lead us to the promised land, he has to remember it too. They all have to remember it. Daryl Morey has to remember it. Nick Nurse has to be aware of it. All of these failures, that this is what makes climbing the mountain the most exciting, is because you failed before. This is, we're not in the same position that Orlando's in right now, and we're not in this is not, or the Thunder or anything. We have failed year after year after year after year after year. And just like the Celtics, they can't forget all of their failures too. They've had a great 5 years, but they haven't won. They've been the best team in the league before, but they haven't won. The Sixers have broken our hearts too many times. Now, if what you're saying is that we have to give them a clean slate because we have to believe that they can do it, I can buy that a little bit, but I'm not forgetting what happened before this year, because this is what makes the story good, and this is what should push them to make it not happen again.
He's pretty much explained it the same way I did, and I did a lot more yelling than he did. I was more passionate, and I yelled a little bit more.
Okay.
Jack infuriated me with his nonsense, because he didn't give you the whole spiel that he gave me earlier today. So you were able to reply in a calm manner.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
No, it is the same thing. That's what I'm saying. He said it in a manner in which that you see, you didn't present it to him the way you did with me. You presented it.
I eased him into it?
Yes. Or either he was Spike, I don't know if you were listening earlier. He may have heard us talking about it. Either way.
No, I didn't.
Either way, my point is that, yeah, you are less pushy with this nonsense with Spike than you were with me.
Do you need me to repush?
Well, I mean, if you really believe
it.
Do you
need to touch push?
You and your whole...
I'll touch push.
Is Jack a little too comfortable with you now? Did you guys been working together
too long? No. And listen, I love it. No, the passion, the fire was burning in him at 3 o'clock. That's when at 2 o'clock. That's when we were yelling about it in the first hour.
Well, because it drives me nuts. It's like everything I see is like, go wake me up. 50% of our Twitter poll today, Spike, has they're going to lose in the second round or lose in the play-in. What's that tell you? It tells you they're holding the past against this team. And I don't want to hold the past.
They should.
They shouldn't hold the past against this team at all.
It just like, makes
it's a
me
new
feel
team.
Like,
it's a new team, Spike.
Jack, it makes me feel like you're not actually emotionally invested when you say that.
Why?
It does. It does.
Nonsense.
Because there's
nonsense.
No possible. What you're saying is like saying, well, we can't hold the fact that the Eagles lost, you know, X NFC Championship game in a row, this many NFC Championship games in a row. Like everybody,
but it was the same team.
But this is it's effectively the same. It's Joel Embiid. It's Tyrese Maxey. It's Tobias Harris.
Does not count.
He does count. He's a starter.
He's a footnote on this team.
Footnote my ass.
Tobias.
Tobias
not.
Doesn't matter. It's the first time Maxey's the second star. Nick Nurse is a good coach. We're going to see what he does.
No one who has been hurt the way that Sixers fans have been hurt over the last several years can just forget about what happened.
So I'm supposed to hold Game 7 against this team with James Harden, who is
you're supposed to hold it against Joel Embiid because Joel Embiid was on the court too.
I get it. And Joel Embiid's going to get it if they lose early. It's just heading into the postseason with this whole wake me up when that bothers me. This is a different team. It's a different team. There's new hope. They got a new statue down at the practice facility. Things are looking up, Spike.
A figurine, Iverson figurine.
A figurine.
I mean, seriously, Spike, is that not the most black cloud heading over this team heading into the postseason than a small Iverson statue?
I got to say, so I don't know if you've been to the practice facility, and the place where the Iverson statue is in between the buildings. There's this little walkway, and the little statues are right next to the walkway. You can't even see it from outside. When you're there, it makes sense. But if you're going to do a big unveiling,
exactly,
you can't. You just got to tweet out the picture. You can't invite everyone. The worst part of the video to me is when they pull it off, you can see Iverson looking at it like, wait a minute, what?
He was shocked initially.
He taps the head of the statue like it's a little kid. And Iverson's a small person.
Yeah, he's barely 6 feet.
I'm wondering when they're going to give it out for a prize or whatever, or like a handout for a game next year. They're
Cracker giving away Jack boxes at the Wells Fargo Center.
They're giving away the Iverson statue.
Wow.
I mean, it's not even a statue. What, it's a sculpture?
It's a sculpture.
Since when is it a sculpture? It's always a statue. It's ridiculous. 215-592-9494. Are you giving this Sixers team a clean slate heading into the postseason? No need. I just don't need to hold their past transgressions about them or on them. It's like when you go to, what's the thing when the pastor's sitting there and the guy goes
confession.
In?
Confession.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it all out. It's a new era of Sixers basketball.
So you're saying Joel Embiid's failures shouldn't be held against him?
Yep, that's what he's saying.
Sure. So it's a new era of Joel Embiid. Now he is the unquestioned alpha of the team. He doesn't have to cater to James Harden. He doesn't have to cater to Ben Simmons. Maybe we'll
can't make excuses for him. I love him. Can't make excuses for him.
Sure, and I don't think people will.
But can't make excuses for him.
It's about the team, too. It's not just about Joel Embiid. Mm. Quinn's in Baltimore. What's happening, Quinn?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Quinny! Quinn's not there. Andy's in Deptford. What's happening, Andy?
Fellas, what's the deal? How we doing?
Right on time. What's up, Andy?
Yo, man, I've been hearing a lot of diarrhea in the mouth today on the show, so I got to be the reason. I got to be the voice of reason.
We always said you are.
Well, here, first of all, you bring this guy Elliot on, who claims to be a football analyst. He's saying James Bradbury had an all-pro career. What the hell is he watching? Like, James Bradbury, at best, was an average to maybe a little above average corner for his whole career. I mean, come on. You can't be making asinine comments like that.
Well, I think he said he's been an all-pro. I mean, he's been technically been an all-pro twice.
All-pro caliber career. Those are his exact words.
Yes.
All-pro caliber career. Get out of here, man.
But yeah, I mean, he's been a little too pro Bradbury for my taste this all
offseason. I'm just saying, man. Like, he better go back to charting passes in training camp with guys running around in shorts and T-shirts. And then you, Fritz. I mean, you're some of the reasons why is what the governor say? Wussification of America. These soft fans.
There's no wuss.
Because of you. You started that crap with the standing ovation.
You're
right?
Very welcome.
You started that crap. And now you want to make all these excuses you can come up with for the Phillies. Right? Any other excuse. Oh, it's cold. It's not hitting season yet.
It is cold.
They changed their plate appearance. I mean, like, how about these big guys making all this money? You got Castellino, Turner.
Nailed it.
Your boy Harper. When they going to show up and do something? Right, you make all the excuses up for them guys, a team
well,
that
because I'm not saying they suck 13 games into a 162
I'm just saying,
game season.
You make all these excuses for a team that underachieved two years in a row with World Series aspirations, but then you want to throw shade on the Sixers, and then you want to.
I'm being very pro Sixers today, Andy.
What?
I'm being very pro Sixers today.
Come on, man. But that's nonsense. What you're saying though, like. If they lose in the first round, of course we're going to be upset. Like, what
of
are you
course,
talking
you
about?
You should be upset.
What are you talking about?
I don't want you to hold the past against them if they lose in the first round. It's a new team.
So if your wife cheated on you, right? You ain't going to hold that against her. You're just going to act like nothing happened. Everything's all good. I'm just going to turn my eye, go to this council, and make it work. So you're not going to hold that against her?
Can we move on from that?
No. I don't know.
We'll come up with a different analogy, Andy.
It's a little,
He just got to say, you know what? You trumped me. You stopped me. Because you see, he's quiet. You know what I'm saying? You know when the mic drops and they quiet, you know
well,
they
it's not a mic drop. It's an asinine thing.
I'm just saying, like, you ain't have nothing to come back with.
Well, because you're making up a stupid analogy.
No, your whole basis is stupid, bro.
No, okay? It's not.
The whole basis of a team that ain't made it out the second round when you got all
I'm
these
saying,
first
round
picks.
It's okay to be mad in the first round. I got it. It's okay to be mad if they lose. I'm not saying don't be mad if they lose. I just think heading into the postseason, it's been a lot of, wake me up. This team will lose. It's all they do is lose.
Yeah.
Like, they can't rise to the occasion. That's been my whole point. I'm not saying if they lose, you shouldn't be mad. But I just think holding the past against them, that's what's bothering me heading into the postseason.
So here's what we had done, Spike. He put out, I don't know if you saw the Twitter question from the show. Didn't get those results again. But the fact that over half of the responses were pretty much when we're talking about the expectations for the Sixers in the postseason were losing in the second round or before. Any other people were losing in the play-in. So in other words, it doesn't appear that a lot of people have a lot of faith in the team going into the postseason, and he believes that a lot of that is because of what's happened in the past. So that's what he's trying to combat. You and I seem to be more or less on the side of excited for the team, going in with the team, hoping for the best, and have high expectations. But at the same time, you realize that they failed in the past. And for me, I don't want to speak for you, but for me, this can't end before the Eastern Conference Finals. That's the way I look at it. Like, this can't end before the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not going to say they should get to the NBA Finals or win a title, but I believe the way this is setting up in the Eastern Conference, that right now, at least on paper, there's no team that's playing better or on paper, I believe, is better than the Sixers except for the Celtics.
Yeah, I don't think they – I agree with you. I think they would be – I guess if Giannis were healthy, I think they would be underdogs against the Bucks.
Yep, yep.
Though I think they should – I would pick them against the Bucks. I think they should beat the Bucks. It would be close against the Knicks in terms of who was favored, and I think they would be favored over every other team in the Eastern Conference out of that. So I agree with you. I think it's got to end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, you're in a weird position if you end up as the eighth seed and you play Boston in the first round. And
it, yes.
But, right. but that's on them for ending up in the eighth seed, too. I think they have hit a point where they've been very good this year in the regular season when Joel has played, but this is not the first year that they've been good in the regular season when Joel has played. Like, let us not forget that they were a one seed one year.
One seed, yep.
You know?
And they had a pretty easy path that time, too.
Yeah. They did. And so I guess I hear what you're saying conceptually, but I don't think you can. Two things. I don't think you can erase those things from happening. Like, you feel them in your soul. They are there. Just like if we get to the playoffs this year with the Phillies and they're dominating games 1 through 5, there is no way in game 6 or game 7 that people aren't going to start saying, you remember what happened last year.
Well, they dominate games 1 through 5. The series should be over. So,
well, I guess that's a fair point. But you know what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying, but I guess my thing is, I just view this team as a breath of fresh air. And I feel like the Harden, the Doc, the Ben, like, it felt like a black cloud over the franchise. Right. And this feels almost like a rebirth in a way. And I just don't like this idea of heading to the postseason, pulling all of that against Nick Nurse. I know Embiid's here, and that's totally fine. But against the Tyrese Maxeys of the world. And I know he's been here. But also, he's in a different stratosphere now. Like, he's about to be a max-level player. And I think that we're making this mistake of holding this stuff against them. Back to the phones here in 1 second. But as you know, Spike, obviously you know, Ike, you know.
Oh, is this going to be you being a home? A
when
home
you think of appliances, when you
yes,
think of appliances,
yes,
you think of Jack Fritz. And when yes. you think of Jack Fritz, you think of appliances. You also think of National Appliance Warehouse.
Remember that time you came over to my house and installed the new washer dryer?
I did. Well, the great part is I don't know how to do that, but they have that at National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes!
So they got you covered down there. They'll take care of all of your appliance needs, and they'll do it for the cheapest price while also you getting premium stuff. It is a phenomenal place, tax-free Wilmington down in Delaware. And we talk about lowest prices. They also have phenomenal service. They take care of you. The second you walk in the door, their experienced staff is right there to help answer any questions you have. If you don't have any questions, then you're an expert. They're there to help that too. They're all over the place. They're all over it. Make sure you get down to the National Appliance Warehouse today. And I mentioned the lowest prices. Price Assure assures you that you get the lowest price. It's this ridiculous technology. I'm sure you've heard me talk about it in the past, but it'll update the tags right in the store when you are there. So if it's a lower price elsewhere, Price Assure would update the tags immediately. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. Get down there today and tell them Jack Fritz sent you. Back to the phones. Carl's in Cherry Hill. What's happening, Carl?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Carl?
What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's up, Ike? What's up? What's up, Jack?
What's up, Carl?
Let me say this right now. I tried to just let this conversation go, but I need to remind Philly of a couple of things. I agree with you to a certain point, Jack. Here's what I'm going to say about it. I don't like the fact that when the Sixers got to a certain point last year, it just looked like, one, James Harden just totally gave up. Joel Embiid can't just be the only main player to give you your all. I've been seeing it for years. I've even seen it with Ben Simmons playing against Atlanta and stuff, and they go out the way they did in 7 games.
Yeah.
But yet you sit there and defend the Phillies about what happened with the Phillies last year. That taste in my mouth is never leaving. Okay.
Pause.
But I bet it's never leaving me, because I'm sick and tired of seeing Philly get to the promised land up a certain point, and then all of a sudden when we think and we talk all on a radio station about, oh yeah, we're gonna get here to the World Series, or we're gonna get here to the NBA Finals and stuff, and then the choke jobs start happening, and then it's like a day later Jack Fritz is sitting up here saying, oh hey, what happened to us? And I'm like saying to myself,
But what did I say about the Phillies loss? Like, I'm still not over the Phillies loss. I melted down at the Phillies loss. I was basically in tears, yelling at Stacey Gallen at the ballpark. Like, okay. why you're holding my past transgressions against me, too. What do the Phillies have to do with anything? I don't get it. Why does everything come back to the Phillies? I'm sorry, I love the baseball team. Sue me. Ike loves the Eagles. Spike loves the Sixers. I love the Phillies. Why does anyone else get ripped here but me? It's ridiculous.
Yes. No, the whole point of it that we're trying to say is the Sixers have let Philly fans down for too long.
And we're not beat
for seeing it again. I don't know anybody that sits here and says that, oh, okay, hey, the Sixers going to get back the first round. Yes, of course you want to get past the first round.
Yes.
Well, you want a cookie for that. That's congratulations. Second round, you get to a certain point. And I'm like, yeah, 2 games lead. I'm like, uh-huh. Call me when this is done because I've already seen this saga.
But it's a different team, Carl. It's a different team.
It's not. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
And it's not a different feeling for us. So do you think like losing?
I have a totally different feeling.
Said they have a bunch of losing basketball players to me a week ago on
yes,
the radio
they,
on this
they
very
do
show.
Have a bunch. Well, Embiid came back and it kind of changed Tobias. The losing players into more of a winning players.
You start listing off their entire roster.
Just because Daryl Morey has no idea how to evaluate what a winning basketball player is doesn't mean that I can't believe in the team again. It drives me nuts.
You know what? And you know this is real. You said to the caller, you're like, why am I the only one who gets put in this position? You have to ask yourself, if everyone keeps saying to you, you are treating the Phillies differently than the other teams, either everyone else is crazy or you are crazy.
Well,
you're the only one.
Someone has to pick them up. Everyone else is tearing them down.
Oh, come on.
They are. There is no team. There is no team that is held more accountable in this town than the Phillies. So.
That is, you are on drugs. You don't even know what accountability is.
Dude, these people. Rob Thompson is one of the 5 best managers in baseball.
Here
people
we go.
People want fired. Schwarber sucks. He's their second most important offensive player.
He hits .197.
Oh, yeah.
You can't criticize a leadoff hitter who hits .200.
You can criticize them all you want. You're wrong, but you can criticize them all you want. But listen, someone has to defend a team that has ripped more in this city than anyone else, and that's the Phillies. The Eagles are let off the hook daily. Are you kidding me? You know how soft this city's turned on the Eagles? It's ridiculous. You say one thing about them and you get ran out of town.
The Eagles are let off the hook. Wait a minute. Fans sit outside their practice facility with signs about what they should do differently.
Run the ball.
And it worked.
They got booed their first game home after winning the Super Bowl.
That was thirsty.
But listen, it doesn't get more holding accountable than that right there.
Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. We roll along into the 5 o'clock hour. We have leading off also in the next hour, plus the top 5 at 5 today with Ben Kenny. All of that's coming up next here on the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.